Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
We have a high today of about 50 degrees. 39 tomorrow. Well, there you go. That is your temperature for the day. This weekend, though, 50s and then even mid-50s by next week. Well, there you go.
There's a new trend I was reading about. I think this is awesome. It's called daddy moons. So we've all heard about like honeymoons, obviously, for when you get married. And then there have been these things where there are baby moons, which is like when a couple will go away on a vacation before their first baby arrives, sort of like that last hurrah. Mm-hmm. Well, now, I guess, sort of in the vein of bachelor parties, daddy moons are all guy weekends or all guy nights out for guys that are about to, you know, have a kid for the first time.
Putting a name on it. Because I've heard of a lot of expectant moms before the first child.
Yes.
So not second baby or third baby. First baby saying, yeah, he can do whatever he wants. Because I've golfed with those dads.
Okay.
Right.
And
yeah.
The wife goes, I told him to go knock it out because in a week when the baby comes, it's
you're
over.
Locked down.
Yeah.
Right?
Like they really don't care because their mind's elsewhere.
Right.
They're like, go get drunk. I don't care.
Do what you ever you need to do. Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel like that's a trend, but this is like above and beyond. So think about that sort of like going golfing, but take that to like guys trip to Vegas.
Oh, with strippers and stuff like that?
I mean, I think just gambling and drinking and stuff. I mean, I don't know about the stripper part of it, but it's like they stayed up drinking, gambling, and it was like a blow it out weekend where they're completely exhausted.
With like prostitutes and stuff?
Probably for you, yeah.
Never for me. Okay, so they go out to Vegas and they just go party and stuff like that.
Yeah,
just the idea of like, hey, listen, you're going to be sleepless, but at least these are sleepless for good reasons.
Is that
like,
cool, though? Because you're societally, though, is that cool? Because you're supposed to be sort of starting to get responsible. It's like, mm-hmm. Sir, young man, the party's over. Like, you need to be responsible. We need to start, are we earning enough?
Right. I think if like you have the finances to do this, obviously if it's like hand to mouth and you're choosing to.
But you got a lot of young families. I mean, when you're having your first child, should you really be blowing money in Vegas? I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm with you. I mean, if my husband had come to me about wanting to do a guy's weekend, I probably would have been okay about it.
To Vegas, though, or just...
Yeah, because that's, like, where he and his buddies go. Like, I mean, and seriously, when I think of the last time he went on one of those guys' trips to Vegas, it was before we had kids. Because then after that, you're like, okay, then I feel really stupid because, like, I'm going to go to Vegas and blow, what, diaper money? Like, at least now it's, like, still fun money, like, right? But I don't know if everybody definitely, you know, does something as high profile as like a Vegas deal. It might just be like, get a cabin and go have like a boozy poker weekend with the guys out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong with that. I mean, geez, like you said, I don't have children, but I know people do, like yourself. And it seems like, I mean, you just said it. Peter hasn't been to Vegas since he had, you know, Declan, your oldest.
Right, yeah.
That was like, what, 5-6 years ago?
But I don't think you get to freezer bag the daddy moon.
No.
Like, he needed to use it.
He should have.
He used his chit when he had it.
Yeah, because she took the chip away.
That boat
but also,
sailed.
Don't you feel like, I mean, but those weren't around then. I mean, that was just 8 years ago. I feel like this is also, I think, indicative of like what we all feel like. Everything needs to be a celebration. Everything needs to be this like, let's blow the doors off. I mean, our dads didn't go on daddy moons. I guarantee you our grandfathers didn't. Their buddies might have taken them to a night out at the bar. Like, hey, one last hurrah. Or even when we were born, parents weren't allowed in the delivery room. So dads were usually smoking cigars at the corner bar, like, hey, we had a boy. And they're like, oh, let's buy you drinks. And you were totally hungover the next day while your wife's at hospital just, you know, doing her thing. I just feel like everything now has to be this on the moon, Pinterest explosion. Like nothing can just be, yeah, like I went out to the guy, we went out to the bar and whatever. Like now it's got to be like, and we went to Vegas.
Or the,
it was amazing.
You know, the baby announcement is such a photographic moment.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The unveil, like the gender reveal.
Yes.
That's the gender reveal is a whole different
that's
line.
That's the equivalent.
The gender reveal.
Proposal to me.
Did you ever see our buddy Jed Ortmeyer? Did you ever see Ortmeyer the last time they had a kid?
I didn't see
the baby announcement.
No, I didn't see it.
They hired a photographer.
Okay.
I mean, to do, it was special effects. It was awesome. It was.
Wow.
Like a convertible car, and she's coming out of the, she's driving.
Uh-huh.
And it said designated driver, like welcome child coming in, you know, 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Baby on board.
And she had a look on her face like, and I think it was for like their second child, like here we go again.
Yeah.
And then Jed is hanging out of the rooftop. He has a beer helmet on. I mean, they used special effects.
Okay.
It was really well done. So he had the beer straws and then there are like 1,000 empty beer cans around them. Like he's blowing
really
it out. It's like last hurrah for dad.
Last hurrah.
Right.
Ugh.
I think that everything, I mean, I don't understand why everything has to be so over the top. Like it used to just be things were what they were. You were getting married. So you had a party maybe and celebrated with your friends that you were getting married. And now
well,
it's like
maybe
this huge.
It's the end of your freedom because
you it
know,
is.
Your parents now, you guys don't
get to do
it's
anything.
It's not like our parents were there still living their lives. Now you guys basically turn over your lives to your children 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Look at the baseball games, the I don't know, drama classes, whatever, speech. And yeah, it's
I
like
mean, you're so involved in your lives.
Hour.
I love that
absolutely.
Sebastian Montescaldo, the stand-up routine where he goes, my dad used to ask me, what grade are you in?
Mm-hmm.
And I laugh because I'm like, I don't think that's far off from my dad.
Yeah.
Remember that? Does that sound like that much even far off of
no.
a joke of a dad going, what grade are you in?
Yeah. I mean, that would
be shocking now. Most parents know exactly the name of every one of your teachers. They have to go to parent-teacher conferences. And
oh, but I feel like, and not to make it a gender thing, but I feel like dads still have a lot of leash with that. Like I ran into a dad recently. My kid loves being in. He's like, are they in the same class? What's that teacher's name again? And then this wasn't like the first day of school. This was like a week ago where
okay,
it's like they've been in
I
class for like
I would
2 months
I
now.
Would
I'm
be,
like, wow.
I would be that dad.
I would too. I would know
I just
a thing.
Had to do that fundraiser at St. Robert's last Friday and I'm meeting all these people. I don't even know what I forget like what grades my nieces and nephews are.
Sure.
People are
it's
like, I'm Mrs. Jurgensen. I'm with so-and-so. And I'm like, she's like, now what classes are your kids in? And I'm like I don't know.
Fourth I would be the
fifth,
same.
Sixth grade? I don't know.
I don't know what
Not
grade are they
school?
In when they're this old or how this tall. What if they're about this tall, what grade would they be in? Oh,
yeah.
I mean, my husband had a moment the other day where I'm like, "Dad, you are so allowed that moment as a dad." Where he was seriously like, I have no idea. Like, go ask your mother. Like, I have no clue what that is or if that's even, is that a part of the curriculum? I have no.
I think you parents need to take your lives back.
There's a certain part of it that you do. I mean, my mom, your mom, you may not think it, but your mom and our moms probably signed over a lot of themselves. I mean, you guys didn't get to the games that you went to and do the Boy Scouts and everything else without somebody signing that form, taking you to that place, pulling out that check.
But back then it was periodical. It wasn't every...
It was balanced.
It was balanced.
I feel like we did all those stuff. We had big, full lives and went to all the games, but they somehow balanced it out. I'm just saying, the parents now are great parents. You guys do an amazing job above and beyond.
Ah, just too much.
But what's the end product? We're seeing some generations now kicking out the other side.
Yeah.
That are kind of needy.
Yeah.
I mean, look at these generations that we're teasing right now because...
The millennials.
Right, because everything's been a celebration.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you know, it's Tuesday. Let's go get a donut because you did such a great job on classwork. You know, yeah. So then these are the people like, Daddy Moons, you know?
I know, everything's a big deal. Instead of whatever happened to the feedback, the important feedback we got when you came home and you said, Mom and Dad, this is a really big deal to me. And your parents just looked at you like, well, who cares? We don't care about...
Who are you?
What grade are you in? Go to your room and stop talking.
Go outside and play.
And you just went and sat in your room and realized that maybe it wasn't always all about you.
Yeah. Well, Daddy Moons, and is that on the rise? I'm guessing it's not going to be...
It's on the radar for some people.
Right.
I mean...
Is it too late to throw the lovely cheese husband a Daddy Moon?
Probably not.
His buddies could do it.
Probably not. If she allows.
I would think in that case, it's better of a night out. They're pretty close to deadline here. You can't really. I mean, Vegas trip would be a pretty, like...
A big trip.
Big in town. Yeah. I mean, like, it would need to be like a, hey, we went to the casinos. Maybe we got a night in, you know, that
All
would
right.
be.
924. Speaking of Vegas, by the way, next we want to talk to you about something you want to be doing. What's kind of like Vegas. As close to Vegas as you're going to get. And it's
all
about New Year's Eve.
We're going to be in Vegas to Omaha.
Huge.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
Right. Vegas. You ever been to Vegas on New Year's Eve? Well, I'll tell you what. It's a fantastic experience, and we're actually going to be bringing that kind of here. We're teaming up with someone, and we're going to do a New Year's Eve party right there downtown. And we just want you to be a part of it. It's going to be huge. We got DJs coming in from Las Vegas, and then it's going to be red carpet. There's room packages. There's anything you can think of. It's all taken care of. All right. So you
what
can get
this plane.
Oh, this is
what is this?
This is a picotero. Picotero.
Pineapple apple.
What?
Yeah, he's huge. Japan.
But this will not be at the New Year's celebration.
Say, are we
right there downtown?
Yeah. You guys don't know who this is? Trump does. This guy performed for him at the dinner. I guess he's a big deal in Japan. And so they had him perform for Trump yesterday. So I just thought I'd add it to our repertoire.
This is awful. This is so bad.
I have a pen.
And the song is about an apple pen.
Yeah,
you know, for your
pineapple
iPad.
Pineapple apple pen. That's what
it is. I have an apple. I have pineapple. Oh, apple pineapple.
This is what happens when you don't know another language and you just start using words. And you just, but then the people in the other language listen to it and they're like, do you know what you were saying? And he's like, no, I just knew that it sounded like I wanted it to sound.
This is where they're just trolling. They're trolling our president in other countries. Like he shows up and as a joke, they go, Mr. President, this is our greatest singer.
But I think it is. He was such a big deal. 114 million views right here. Apple, pear. Pineapple, apple, pen. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, like Gangnam Style.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. But it's good stuff, right? Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Now, if this guy doesn't perform at the New Year's Eve thing, I'm let down now. You've set the bar so high.
I just don't even know.
Started with Vegas.
I know.
It wound up in Japanese K-pop. What part will be true at the party down there downtown?
Wow.
You got to find out. All right. All right. So all you got to do is go to channel94.com. There's all the information you need right there. But if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve, we want you to join us. Of course, New Year's Eve this year is going to be a blast. A lot different. I don't think anything like this has even happened in Omaha before. But it is this year, so hopefully we get to see you guys.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
Almost had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying. your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace, falling on your knees, praying. I'm proud of who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own. I don't need you, I find the strength I've never.
Edited version. I was like, oh, look, this is edited.
This is cheese dancing music.
This is my favorite song.
Is it really?
Yeah.
This should be your intro to the your show every day then.
I wish I had this many problems. Could you imagine that? I've got two ladies that drive Range Rovers.
Yeah, but you got them, Matt.
That I got them. Can you imagine that? No. I bought two ladies Range Rovers, and the problem is they both showed up at the club at the same time.
Problem.
And I think they know about each other.
Oops.
As long as you didn't get one Range Rover better than the other
one. No, they're the same.
Okay.
Same Range Rover.
All right, good.
Same, both, like, red bottom shoes. So
same
both Louis Vuitton.
Dealership.
Same fragrance.
Okay.
I just buy them in doubles.
I like it.
Just I like two it. Of everything.
Have you ever taken a lady to the same restaurant that you took other ladies and the other ladies? It's like your first date restaurant?
No.
Mm-hmm. Tyler did that to me once, and we've never gone back to that
really?
Restaurant.
You found out that was like his
No,
groove?
I just bold played. I was like, have you ever brought in a date here? And he's like, yes. We will never come here ever again.
That's not
fair.
He's
like, but it's my favorite place.
That's totally
place.
Fair.
Why? I mean, maybe it's an awesome experience, a good meal. No?
I'm sorry.
Was it his
I'm
favorite
way better
restaurant?
Than the other ones?
Oh.
So she's making valid points.
There's that.
Okay.
I don't
Boys,
need
meanwhile,
to be part of
we didn't mean to be cheap when we do it. It's just, it's habit.
Yeah, it's just habit. Yeah. It's where we go. We know
and then
Fred.
You're like,
hey, Fred.
But then you feel cheap inside because you're like, am I telling the same stories?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
We all are.
We kind of all are. That's
we all are.
We have to get married.
Just uber diva about it. Like, no, we will never come here again. This is deleted from everything.
He's like, but this is my favorite place.
It's not your favorite place anymore.
Okay.
We wanted to know if it's too late to throw your husband a father.
A daddy moon.
Daddy moon.
Daddy moon.
We'll take him out. We'll take him to Vegas.
It's a thing now.
Hang out.
What is that?
We're taking him to Vegas like a honeymoon, but it's a daddy moon. It's before you guys... you know.
It's a honeymoon
before
for
him. He has a child?
Yeah,
before he has a child.
Yeah. He's going to be, he's got so much work ahead of him. He's got to have an IV.
He's got to
He's
have
doing
an IV.
All of the work, so he deserves it.
Okay.
Just kidding. No, he probably
Never
doesn't.
Never mind.
No, I'm just kidding. No, sure, take him, whatever.
Okay, take him to Vegas? We can take him to Vegas?
Care. Oh, man. We figured probably too close to take him to Vegas, but we could have him in town.
Maybe next one.
How's maybe that? The casinos. Yeah.
Next one. Don't wink at me. I don't know if I want a next one.
She's like, be cool, everybody. Baby.
All right.
How many more? Well, just to celebrate before we lose her, how many more days of Chi do we have left?
Like a week or something.
Well, I hate that.
Yeah. Well, you got this week and next week. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's a week and a half.
Well, this is actually my last day this week.
What?
Surprise.
Yeah, we need to start enjoying the moments
with Chi. I'm taking vacation days tomorrow and Friday.
What?
Just going to try.
Okay. I didn't sign off on this.
Oh, sorry. Right. Surprise.
Well, have a good vacation. We'll see you back on Monday, I guess. Okay. All right, we're out of here. Oh, you have a Katy Perry stuff going on.
Yep, coming up after 11.
All right. Pay attention. Be nice to the lovely Chi. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. She'll be awesome back. See you in the morning. Have a safe day. And do yourself good.